Who? Yes, yes. Oh, that's marvelous question.
It's a beautiful question. I said, it is
yes, very nice.
Because then we could understand the offering in entirety. The prayer.
Offering is basically a process in which the object returns to the subject. We are all objects, multiple faces of the divine. Therefore, we are all objects of the divine consciousness, which is the subject. The Supreme Lord is a supreme subject. And all of us are His objective faces. You can compare it with any other analogy, like yourself seeing yourself in a mirror. So you, standing before the mirror, is a subject. What is reflected in the mirror is opposite to you. Therefore, it's an object. It is in the same way, it is as if the divine creates a mirror of himself, and in the mirror he reflects himself. So all of us are actually faces of the divine. Each one of us is a face of the divine. But since we are a face facing God, we call ourselves objects. So we are objective faces of God. Multiple faces of the divine. We are object because we confront the subject. Everything is an object which confronts. Confronts means that which stands in front of somebody else is called confronting. So, the divine, as it were, is on this side and we are on the other side. Actually, the divine himself on the other side, but in this form. Now, considering that our position is on the opposite side of God, we look at God from the opposite side. It is not as God looks at himself by himself, in himself. It is, as it were, God seeing himself from opposite sides. Now, this observing the divine from the opposite side is the fundamental meaning of offering. To look at the divine, looking itself is an offering. You agree to look at the divine. Even that, you might say, agree is not a correct word, because you are created, your whole function, your being, the very fact that you are put forth by the divine is for the sake of the play. And in that play, you automatically play the game of looking at the divine. So it is not as if left to you whether you will look at him or not. It is God has put you in the front before himself because he wants to look at himself from the other side. So you will always look at him. Therefore, offering is automatic. But this act of looking at the divine is a basic function of offering. When we say offering, means what? You look at the divine. That's a basic thing. Look at the divine. This itself is enough. But when you look at the divine is free to act with you. And he may smile, he may offer his hand, and then you also react to it. You may also greet, you may also laugh, you may also offer your hand to him. But he is the first mover, and we act according to whatever is to be done from our side as a response to it. Therefore, to look at the divine and to react to the divine properly, as intended by the divine, as the divine himself would do unto himself, that is the highest meaning of offering. But when we are ignorant and yet we are objective faces of God, then we feel as if we are not looking at God, although you are always looking at God. But because we are ignorant, we are absorbed only in small, exclusive concentration of consciousness. Therefore, we ignore that although we are looking at God, we are ignoring that we are looking at God. Therefore, exaltation, now look at God, seek God. Actually speaking, you are already doing it. But since you are in your consciousness, you are not doing it. It's not a conscious activity of looking at God. So, first thing in offering is you look at God consciously. God is always present before you, but you are not looking, your consciousness is exclusively concentrated upon the ground, not upon your something that is in front of you. Therefore, you do not know that God is just in front of you, and it is just a question of your losing your exclusive concentration of consciousness on the ground and just lifting. And God is present. He is always present. So this activity of lifting your look at the divine, if you call it offering, that is offering. If you choose not to call it offering, doesn't matter. Words don't matter. But basically your effort to lose your exclusive concentration of consciousness on the ground and lift your mind, your face, your eyes towards the divine is the fundamental activity of offering. But once you look at the divine, then many things happen because the divine himself is constantly active and his activities are multiple. And the moment you begin to perceive, your capacity to react to God also becomes automatically so great. Our present activities are so limited because we are only looking at the ground, so our activities are limited. But the moment you look at the divine, and the more you look at the divine, your capacity of reacting becomes tremendous. This is what is symbolized in our Indian concept of the dance between Radha and Krishna, or the gopis and Sri Krishna. Gopis and Sri Krishna and Radha are now enlightened. They look at the Supreme Divine, and in that look, since the divine is dancing tremendously, the dance of Radha and gopis with the divine also is tremendous, multiple. It's automatic, but you may call it offering if you like, you may not call it offering if you don't like, doesn't matter. But your activity, which is multiplied, which becomes so intense, that is what we call sacrifice, that is what we call offering. Usually when we use the word sacrifice, there is some kind of sense of pain in it. When you see, you make a sacrifice for it. Actually speaking, real sacrifice has no pain in it. Real sacrifice is only looking at the divine and playing with him. Where is the sacrifice? Where is the pain in it? The pain is involved only because we are not in the beginning looking at the divine. And normally we are, because we are exclusively concentrated upon the ground, it requires a little effort on our part to lift your face and to look at the divine. That causes some kind of discomfort, you might say. You are already concentrated upon the ground. Now to lift your consciousness, your look from ground to the one who is in front of you, it may cause discomfort, not necessarily. In some cases it may not cause discomfort, but in many cases it does, because one is all the time engaged, engrossed in that looking at the ground. So an effort is needed. That effort we call it painful, and therefore we call it sacrifice. Otherwise there is no need of calling it sacrifice at all. The word sacrifice in a sense is only a concession to our ignorance. Actually there is no such thing as sacrifice. It is all, even the word offering is also a kind of a misnomer. All that you are doing is nothing but a play with the divine. So the idea of offering, the idea of sacrifice, these are all true at a lower level of consciousness. At the true level, and actually yoga is imitation of the true level, therefore I normally would not like to use the word make a sacrifice, make an offering. I would simply say, look upwards, look at the divine, and the moment you do it, all that happens automatically, allow it to happen. You may call it offering, you may call it sacrifice if you like, but basically it is nothing but a play and delight. All right, this is it all right for you?